If avian influenza does not interfere, the nation's broiler producers are on track to boost production this year by 2.2%, up to just under 41 billion pounds. Agriculture Department Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer says that's been spurred on by better producer margins.
Softer soybean meal prices, lower corn provide us some better feed cost situation. And so I think that that's part of the stories with improved broiler margins.
But those margins may be a little smaller this year. Prices will be lower than 2015, but the forecast at least is higher than it was a month ago.
So we have a little bit of a better outlook for 2016 than we had the prior month. Still a slight decline from current prices, but we moved up that 16 price about 2.3 cents on a little bit stronger demand.
But that forecast was made before the avian influenza find in an Indiana poultry flock last week, which may cause some countries to restrict or stop U.S. poultry purchases. But as it stands, the USDA price forecast for broilers, 88 cents a pound, down 2.5 cents from 2015. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.